may be under the influence of some substance.
Sorting the facts from a drunken night.
You were taken into custody by the police.
They never arrested me. They came and took me away.
Where did they take you? To the circus?
A hospital.
Were you admitted to the hospital?
No. Well, for overnight, for observation, yes.
That's admitted to the hospital. You were in a blackout and didn't know whether you were here or on Pluto.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Joanne Zagarino is suing her former friend, Donald Rutherford, for assaulting her and damaging her car.
Order. All rise.
Now, that's case number 561 on the calendar in the matter of Zagarino versus Rutherford.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. Parties may be seated. Have a seat.
Mr. Rutherford, how old are you, sir?
45.
What kind of work do you do?
Right now, I'm currently unemployed.
How currently have you been unemployed?
October.
In September, what kind of work were you doing?
I work for waste management.
What happened to that job?
I lost it.
Because?
I got terminated because I didn't fulfill one of their policies.
I don't understand you.
I broke one of their policies.
Which was?
Treatment policy.
You mean substance treatment or treatment of other employees?
Substance treatment.
Okay. So this is what this case is about, Mr. Rutherford. You and the plaintiff went to a concert together. You were sort of friends. According to the plaintiff, on the way home from the concert, there was an altercation between the two of you in the car. She was driving. So far, is that your complaint? I'm not finished.
Correct.
The altercation continued until a police officer stopped your car because you were?
Speeding.
Speeding. And when the police officer stopped your car, you complained to the police officer that Mr. Rutherford was being abusive and maybe under the influence of some sort of substance. The police officer did not give you a ticket.
No, ma'am.
You continued on your way, but at some point, according to you, Mr. Rutherford became even more abusive.
Correct.
Put his hands on you at some point, which didn't cause you any injury, according to you, for which you were treated or complained to anyone. But you got out of the car and left Mr. Rutherford in the car near an exit ramp.
Correct.
The next day, you found your car with some serious damage on it. You want Mr. Rutherford to pay for the damage to the car because you say he drove the car. Mr. Rutherford. That's your case, right?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. So I have a couple of questions for you, because actually we're leaving Miss Zagarino at the point where she left her car at the ramp with you in the car, right?
Yes.
After that, you don't know what happened to the car.
No.
Now, where did you find the car? Don't look down there.
The police found it in my driveway while I was being held and detained in one police station. The other township next to us, my township, came and found it in my driveway.
So the car was found in your driveway.
Mm-hmm.
On what date did you go to the concert?
August 13, 2010.
On what date did you report your car missing to the police?
August 14th, 2010. It was just after midnight.
Do you have a copy of that report?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see it. Now, Mr. Rutherford, you were taken into custody on August 14th by the police. Is that right?
No.
Well, that's what it says here.
I never did. I didn't take me to jail. I didn't go to no police station.
Well, it says, suspect was located at home in Hamburg. Is that where you live?
Yes.
And taken into custody under 941. So you don't remember that?
No.
I mean, because the police weren't lying here. Police don't lie in a report.
No, they came. They never arrested me. They came and took me away. Yes, but they never arrested me. They never put handcuffs to write me my rights or nothing.
They took you away.
They asked me for questioning.
Where did they take you? To the circus?
Pretty much.
Well, I want to know where did they take you? Did they take you to the ballet?
No, a hospital.
They took you to a hospital?
Yes.
Were you admitted to the hospital?
No. Well, for overnight, for observation, yes.
That's admitted to the hospital.
Yes.
Look, taken into custody means you were deprived of your liberty. Mr. Rutherford, you were deprived of your liberty by the police.
Okay.
Because when they took you away, did they take you away in a white stretch limo?
No.
What kind of car did they take you away in?
A cop car, police.
Police car. And did they put you in the front seat with the police officer, or did they put you in the back seat?
Well, the back seat, of course.
And was there a cage between the front seat and the back seat?
Yes, just like every other cop car.
That's called custody, Mr. Rutherford. Custody.
Okay.
Now, so you were taken into custody by the police. And instead of taking you to the police station because you were probably so blitzed out of your mind, they took you to a hospital and check you into the police ward of a hospital. What hospital did they check you into, sir?
ECMC.
And you were there overnight?
True.
How many doctors did you see there at the hospital?
One.
And where did you go when you left the hospital, sir?
My house. I went back home.
Why? I'm just asking you this as a frame of reference for the rest of my questions. Why do you think the police took you into custody, put you in the back seat of a police car, and check you in involuntarily to a hospital? Why do you think they did that? Because they didn't like you?
No, because they had a complaint from her. The cops came to my house and had a complaint from her that I did some things I know I didn't do.
But the police don't usually take people to a hospital, sir. What they usually do is if they have a criminal complaint against somebody, they take them to jail.
Well, they thought I was too intoxicated.
See how easy that was, sir? They thought you were too...
intoxicated, right.
Intoxicated or under the influence of something.
Right.
To take you to a police station, so they took you to a hospital.
Right.
Now, did you sue the police department?
No.
Why not?
For what?
Well, if you weren't...
too much alcohol?
If you weren't intoxicated enough to be committed by the police to a hospital... because you were too intoxicated to be taken into physical custody and taken to jail. And if that wasn't true, somebody who is, how old are you, 45?
Yes.
Would have hired a lawyer and sued them, especially someone who's unemployed.
I was unemployed at the time.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The basis of your disability is you drank too much and they paid you. How much did they pay you? Plus, you drink too much.
Well, I can't remember.
Some America.
And later today.
You think your father likes to be there?
Yes.
He doesn't. He doesn't want to sit on opposite sides of his child. But he also doesn't want to be on her bad side. You can trust me on that, right?
That's right.
Joanne Zagarino says former friend Donald Rutherford assaulted her during a ride home from a Kiss concert. She also claims Donald damaged her vehicle.
Now, you were working for Waste Management.
Correct.
You weren't fired by them for substance abuse until when?
October.
Well, you said you last worked when?
The last day I worked was August 13th. Physically worked was August 13th.
You mean Waste Management paid you until October?
Well, somewhat.
What does that mean, somewhat, Mr. Rutherford?
Because I went on disability. And I got
you went on disability.
Right.
I'm getting to love this more and more. You went on disability for what?
For an abuse treatment program.
Because you drank too much.
Well, yes, she told me I drank too much.
No, not she. I don't care about she. You had to apply for disability.
Yes, to get
I don't
treatment.
Apply for disability for you. She don't apply for disability for you. The police don't apply for disability for you. You have to apply for disability, and your basis of your disability is you drank too much, and they paid you. How long did they pay you on disability?
It's a few weeks.
How much did they pay you because you drink too much?
Well, I can't remember.
Can I please see the bill for your car? How are you supporting yourself now, Mr. Rutherford?
Unemployment.
Unemployment. And how much do you get from unemployment?
Well, not very much. $265 a week.
Well, so let me understand this. Just as an American citizen, I want to understand this. You drink too much or use something that prohibits you from working, especially in a job where you're driving a truck. You have no driver's license because they took it away, probably for substance abuse. You stopped working on August 13th because you were in a blackout and didn't know whether you were here or on Pluto. Then you collect a disability. Then you collect the disability for a few weeks for which you applied and which taxpayers pay. And then when you couldn't go back to work because they fired you, and they fired you for cause, you went on unemployment benefits for which the government has just extended your benefits to what? 24 weeks, 36 weeks, something like that. Some America. Did you have your car fixed?
Mechanically.
Mechanically. Great. And how much was it to have your car fixed?
$391.50.
What kind of car was it?
2000 Cadillac DeVille.
2000?
Cadillac DeVille. I have pictures.
So the car's 11 years old?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to take a look at it. Okay. And mechanically, you had it fixed $391.50, is that right?
Correct.
And then they have this whole panel that was not fixed, is that right?
The cosmetic damage.
Yeah, well, see if you can get it fixed for another $1,000. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,391.50. That's all. Step out. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You must step out.
He became abusive and verbally on the way home.
Nope, that did not even happen.
He grabbed me by the larynx, threatened my life. I was going to die with him.
That I grabbed him by the throat or anything.
For approximately 20 minutes, he just continued on his rant, holding my throat.
That's out of my character. And
I managed to put both feet on the brakes.
She, started flipping out on me.
Put it in park, and as soon as I had an opportunity, flee the car.
She fled her car. She was my only ride home.
Next day, it came out he had slammed 10 beers prior to the concert without any knowledge to me.
And no choice but to get out myself instead of walking home.
He's so distraught, he can't work. He does have no recollection, but he explained everything.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Manning versus Manning Jr. Step forward, please.
Shayna Manning is suing her stepson, 21-year-old Angelo Manning Jr., for the return or value of a rented PlayStation 3.
What's your first name?
Angelo.
Angelo, you have some sort of a game system. What kind of video game system is it?
PlayStation 3.
Where is it now?
It's at my house.
Who does it belong to?
Me.
Did you pay for it?
Yes.
With what?
My money.
Is that the only game system that you have?
Yes.
To whom did you give your money?
Shayna Manning.
And that's your stepmother?
Yes.
How much money did you give her for it?
$30 a week.
For how long?
For like 2-3 months.
Starting when?
Starting about January.
Keep your voice up.
Starting about January.
Okay. $30 a week for 3 months. Mm-hmm. Okay. There are 4 weeks in a month, really 4.3. Let's stay with four. That's 12 payments that you made to her. Is that what you're testifying to me? That you made 12 payments of $30 a piece to your stepmother for the video game? Is
yes.
that what you're telling me?
Yes.
$360 is what you gave her altogether?
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Explain to me what your defense is. Is your defense that I paid for it? Or is your defense that she forgave the loan because of the problems that were created because of this power bill? Do you choose door A or door B?
Shayna Manning says her stepson, Angelo Manning Jr., owes for a rented PlayStation 3 he took from her home. Angelo claims he paid for the PlayStation, so it's his.
Where did you get the money from?
I was working.
Where were you working and for whom?
Doing construction for Flower City Masonry.
From when to when?
I've been working there for about 3 years.
And when did that job end?
Just recently ended in like February.
February what?
I don't know the exact date. Like in the middle of February though.
The job ended and?
And I was still getting paid from them. I still had money from working.
So you paid her $360, and how much was that video game machine PlayStation to begin with?
Again, it's about out of store is 300 and some change.
Out of the store?
Yes.
So you can buy it for 300?
Yes.
And you gave her $360?
I wasn't keeping count of how long I was paying her. I was just giving her $30 a week for it.
Well, you said you gave her $30 a week for 3 months. Giving you the benefit of the doubt with 4 weeks in a month, it's 12 weeks, $360. So you paid your stepmother $360 for a machine that you could buy for $300 in the store.
Yes.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Listen to what you wrote in your answer, what you swore to in your answer. I made a few payments before I lost my construction job.
Mm-hmm.
A few. I told her I would have to wait 2 weeks to get unemployment to give her more money.
Yes.
And she said not to worry about it.
Yes.
Which suggests to me that you didn't pay her.
No, she told me if I didn't have the money to let her know.
No. And she said not to worry about it.
Yes.
Then you wrote, around this time, I checked my credit report and it said I had a power bill. Power bill was in your father's name. It was really your father's bill, but your credit was damaged because the bill was past due. Shanna told me I could just keep the game because she felt bad about the trouble she and my father caused by not paying their power bill. So, explain to me what your defense is. Is your defense that I paid for it? Or is your defense that she forgave the loan because of the problems that were created because of this power bill? Those are two different things, sir. Do you understand?
Yes.
Two different defenses. One is payment, and one is forgiveness of the debt. So which one is it? They are mutually exclusive. You can't say it's both. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes.
If you don't, I can make it more simplistic.
I understand.
Do you choose door A or door B?
Door B.
Which is?
They felt bad.
The PlayStation doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the store. It was a rental.
But it wasn't my fault that they didn't pay. If they didn't pay, then that's their fault. I don't have nothing to do with that. I paid them $30 a week.
You just told me that that's not your defense. You told me that your defense was that they forgave the loan of this amount of money?
Eventually. When they realized that I told them I paid enough for it, that I wasn't paying them where it's mine. I realized I paid them how much you told me, $300 and something, and...
What about the door B that you selected a moment ago, which was they felt badly because of the power bill that was in my father's name, but really in my name, and it screwed up my credit. That was the door you chose. Mr. Manning.
That was after I got sued, though.
Take a marshal and go get it. I'm giving you an order to take a marshal and go and get the PlayStation. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
PlayStation is yours. You're a young man. Can't do flim-flam. Is that your father?
Yeah.
You think your father likes to be there?
Yes.
He doesn't. He doesn't want to sit on opposite sides of his child. But he also doesn't want to be on her bad side. You can trust me on that, right?
That's right.
Doesn't want to be on her bad side.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Did you live with them?
Long time ago.
How long ago?
I left when I was 16.
So for 16 years?
Yes.
And then where did you go?
Live with my brother.
So she actually took care of you for 16 years? Huh?
Yes.
You think she likes to be there?
No.
No. Take a marshal and go get the PlayStation. The PlayStation was a rental thing. You should not have taken it.
And
I don't believe you paid for it. That's all. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
What father would kind of call the police on his son?
I called the police because he was giving me a hard time.
Police told them they couldn't do nothing about it.
And threatening me and things like that, so.
Revenge, I guess.
What revenge? What kind of revenge?
For anything. I don't know what they thinking in their head.
He can say what he wants to. It's okay.
Stay to myself like I've been doing.
If he doesn't want to speak to me, whatever the case is, it's fine with me. I did what I had to do for him. It's a wrap.